February 13th was approved by the General Conference of UNESCO as World Radio Day. Radio, as well as other variables, has played a very positive role in the development of rural communities and the propagation of agricultural practices within and outside Nigeria. Some of them include agricultural policies, information and communication technology, non-governmental organizations, and the media in general. Although these forms have made their impact, they remain limited in terms of grassroots reach. Radio, on the other hand, has been able to break through to rural areas, developing communities in the process. Research indicates that 94% of adults and 93% of university students listen to radio about 2.5 hours per day. This indicates that radio is the most accessible form of media and the most effective form of information for rural communities. Greenland took to the streets to get people's general opinions on the impact of radio and the media on them.
In the case of information now, it helps us get quick and latest information. There's radio on your phone, very, very easy to walk about with anywhere you are. You're always listening to information, and it also entertains too.
To me, first, it enlightens me, it educates me, and it's impacted in my knowledge. Yes.
What I love most about radio is entertainment has really influenced me with the entertainment and so on. It plays a role. You can just get information anywhere you are. You can just get your radio or through your handset. I'm not a radio listener, but it really influenced for me. It's just the entertainment part of it. Because whenever I tune on to any station and I hear any kind of program at all in radio, I love listening to it. And again, the information part of it also, I get most information is from radio.
Radio program has really done a lot in my life. As a lady, it has helped me a lot. I can say it has really educated me on time management. Some few weeks back, when I was coming to work here, I was listening to a program on radio, and it was talking about time management, how to manage your time. So through that program, I have learned to be a very good time manager.
Radio has actually done a lot, like in the aspect of entertainment, because okay, I can say I'm a music lover, and there are some programs on radio where they bring up new songs, they tell you the latest songs, and also in the aspect of entertainment news, they also help in that aspect by educating you and also informing you. Yeah, radio has really helped me.
Radio has influenced me particularly positively, and I believe a couple of guys out there to positively, because most of the information we get, we either get it on radio, most importantly radio. So that's it.
As a young girl, it has opened up so many things to us, like creating awareness all the time, and so many things we don't know. It also educate and entertain.
Well, it's based on the what called radio. We have three segments of frequencies. We are talking about FMs, shortwaves, and international radios. All this medium remain a media which a layman can get access to and get informed about what is happening in his country, wherever he is living. Military used radio to convey their messages since during their time. I can remember when a book was launched by Radio Nigeria here about how was the impact of radio was during the military. They were interviewing one of the former generals and head of state. He said, the impact of radio remained the same and always goes beyond the expectation as they use it to convey their message and reach. If we are talking about our modern radios today, like FMs, it's in fact in our lives positively and negatively. You understand? If I say negatively, more especially to our youth, you can find out some of our younger ones, they are engaged in listening to radio to know their musicians and other things, abandoning their studies. They memorize music and different songs and the history of different producers or artists and forget about their stories.
Radio helps to drive sustainable development to remote communities, and key individuals, groups, and other media within such communities have a role to play. We asked farmers how radio and other media has helped their agricultural activities, and this is what they said.
Well, to a larger extent, the media has aided the farmers in improving productivity, particularly the radio. For those of us that grew up in the rural areas, that is the only media that gets right down the grassroots, most especially our parents. They pick interest in listening to it, and I know to a greater extent it has helped them. It is through the radio you will hear announcement that fertilizer is already there. Then every district, I'm not talking of local government, but every district had a fertilizer store. So through the radio you will hear that there is going to be fertilizer. Sometimes our parents will just give us money, go to the district store and buy fertilizer. I can say that confidently because I know my parents used to listen to radio.
I thank you for this very important question. I grew up as a farmer. My parents were farmers. But in these recent days, I learned a better farming system than before through the media or the radio, in other words. Because at times we hear some advertisements about some agro farming things, which has helped to improve our system of farming by hearing the importance of some of these agro things. In fact, I recall my first time I got to know about this knapsack thing was through the radio. That has helped me a lot. Secondly, we have heard the advertisement of fertilizers coming to us through radio programs and some of those ones. So it has helped to improve my farming capacity and my farming method.
Yeah, I know that I'm not somebody that listens to the radio all the time. Maybe when I'm driving and the radio in the car is on, that's the time I listen to. In the evenings, when I sit down, it is always the television. And so, I will say, mostly informations about agriculture, I get them from the television much more than the radio. I don't know specific times that they have programs on agriculture specifically. So, assuming I know the timing, I will listen very well because there are times they will deliver lectures that will be helpful to those of us that did not read agri as a subject, but we inherited it. But sometimes some announcements through the radio as to, okay, they have started doing this, that one, once a while.
As a farmer, what the radio helped me, I will listen what they are talking about the farm because I will get something about the fertilizer, how I will use it, and then the seed the government brought, how I will use to grow. They help me from the radio. All the information for farm, I will get from the radio. How to apply the medicine for insect inside the farm or for the grass. They reduce my weed. All is from the radio. I listen it. Before I went to the school, I study from the agri book. I know how to go through again.
Today, we at Capital FM are celebrating the World Radio Day with the focus on its role in the lives of all people. From what you've heard, it's undebatable that radio remains a vital medium of communication. I am Mark Chidrinda for Greenland.